State leaders studying the issue say it's important to recognize that human trafficking is both widespread and hard to spot. DeWine says human trafficking is happening right here in central Ohio.
And it takes many, many different forms. It can be you go in to get your nails done, and you look around and you see the women who work there don't speak English. They won't look you in the eye. They won't engage you in any way. And they're sleeping bags over in the corner. Probably pretty good indication there may be human trafficking of some sort going on.
The new State Task Force on Human Trafficking reports Ohio ranks fifth in the U.S. Nearly 5,000 children are trafficked or at risk of being trafficked in Ohio each year, and the average age of children brought into the sex trade is 13. DeWine says it's important to understand the scope of the problem because it's not always easy to identify the crime.
If someone breaks into our house, we know that's a crime. We report it. You see someone get mugged on the street, you know they've gotten mugged, and we hope we call 911 or call the police. But human trafficking, it occurs, and we don't many times see it. So I think it's an awareness, it's an education, it's a cultural change that many people who we've identified in the past as criminals are, in fact, victims.
Franklin County Municipal Court Judge Paul Herbert agrees that perspective is an important part of appreciating how widespread the problem has become. He says he saw all defendants in sex cases as criminals until the day a woman in his courtroom on solicitation charges asked him how she would know if she were a victim of trafficking. Women, who are often the victims of the sex trade, account for the overwhelming majority of criminal prosecutions. In Ohio, 10 men are prosecuted for every 1,000 women charged. Herbert says education is needed about what many still see as a victimless crime.
Well, programs of that nature are just beginning. They're at the very beginning stages. And I tell you what, our young men need to learn the reality behind the fact that not only can it destroy lives, but you could go to jail for a minimum of 15 years if you get involved in it.
In June 2012, the Attorney General's office released the Ohio Human Trafficking Task Force recommendations, including standardizing the screening process for victims among state agencies and revoking business licenses of those found guilty of human trafficking. Legislation introduced last year by Toledo area Representative Teresa Fetter and signed by Governor Kasich created increased penalties for those convicted of human trafficking and increased resources for the victims. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.